Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I've talked about the subject before about how some people have this view that the Bible presents two different gods. There's the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. And the God of the Old Testament is wrathful, is always smiting people, is always getting vengeance. But the God of the New Testament is loving and kind and forgiving. And we've looked at this issue before, but I've seen this more and more lately, and I think it needs a whole week of attention because I think there's a lot of issues that come up with with this topic. And so that's what we're going to look at this week. Obviously, if there's one God in the Old Testament and a different God in the New Testament, then the Bible is presenting two different gods, and one or the other have to be right, or neither of them are right, but they can't both be the one true God. And so the Bible would be false. We wouldn't be able to trust the Bible. And so I want to respond to this because I believe we can trust the Bible. That's the purpose of this program. So I believe there is one God presented in the Old and New Testament. Now, what this claim is assuming is that if you were to develop your understanding of who God is and what he was like using only the Old Testament, you would come up with a view of God that is very different than if you were to create a portrait or picture or understanding of God using only the New Testament scriptures that begin with the gospel accounts of the life of Jesus. And so let's do that this week. Let's look at what does the Old Testament say about God? What does the New Testament say about God? And then we can compare them. So I'm going to talk about an Old Testament view of God beginning this morning. So, is it true that God is wrathful and angry and is always getting judgment on people in the Old Testament? Well, I wouldn't say that it's true that's an overstatement, but certainly there are cases where God has wrath. There are examples where God pours out judgment. But there are also many examples of God sharing his love and expressing his love and acting in love towards his people. And so you see both. Now, when we get to the New Testament, we'll see the same thing. There is both wrath and love in the New Testament. So another thing that we're going to look at this week is how is it that God can both have wrath and love? That causes people some trouble. You know, is God, he's got to be one or the other. He's either angry at sin and judging people, or he's tolerant and forgiving and loving. They can't both be true. Well, the Bible very clearly presents that they are both part of God's essential character, and we should not neglect one or the other. So we'll look at that. Now, I have to say, just to start off with, if you think that the Old Testament God is angry and judgmental and the New Testament God is loving and forgiving and tolerant and not wrathful and judgmental, I really have a hard time believing that you've ever read the Bible. I'm sorry, I see this claim all the time. I see it. I see people saying it on TV. I see it in social media that, you know, there's two different versions of God depending on which testament you're reading. And I always just wonder, has this person actually read the Bible? Because when you actually read the Old Testament, you see example after example after example of how great God's love is, to the point that it scandalizes the minds of the prophets. God, how can you be so loving and forgiving? It offends us that you don't actually carry out justice against our enemies. That's what happens again and again in the Old Testament. We'll see examples of that. And on the other hand, when you're in the New Testament, I think you have some of the most graphic, detailed depictions of the horror of God's wrath that you're going to find anywhere in the Bible. So it always puzzles me how people get that idea that you know, the New Testament God is more loving than the Old Testament God. You're not getting it from Scripture if you're studying the whole Scripture, yet this is a persistent belief that comes up again and again. So let's start off, though, by looking at some verses in the Old Testament. If we just had the Old Testament, what would our picture of God be like? And I think it'd be good to start in Exodus chapter 20. This is where God is giving the Ten Commandments, and this is kind of his initial introduction of himself and of his character and what he expects of the Israelites as he's making a covenant with them through Moses. And he gives some of the commandments. In fact, he gives specifically in Exodus 20, verse 5, he talks about not worshiping other gods. And then he explains the reason. He says, "For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." So this is a basic introduction of who God is to the Israelites. And notice that the emphasis here is on his love. He shows love to 1,000 generations of those who love and keep his commandments. Now, also, there is wrath. He is a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. But in comparison, I'm going to explain more about what this third and fourth generation thing is as we move through the week. But in comparison, God says, I am much more loving, and love is the focus and is the emphasis of my actions with my people than my wrath and anger. But both are present. Both are there. Let me jump over to another verse, Exodus 34, verses 6 through 7, because here I think God explains in greater detail what he means by these two characteristics. In Exodus chapter 34, it says that God passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation." All right, so this is obviously a repetition of Exodus 20, but filling in some more information, giving us information. And notice that the Lord primarily reveals himself as the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. That is how God reveals himself to the Israelites. That is the characteristic. And as you read the Old Testament, you see this is what he does. He rescues them from the Egyptians. He is constantly blessing them. He gives them rain. He brings them into the land of Canaan. Now, there are times that he punishes them because they rebel against him, because they sin against him. And so he allows punishment to come upon them. But all of this is to steer them towards a good end, towards worshiping him, towards loving him, because only in loving God will you find true satisfaction. That is why God made us. That is how God designed us. And that's why the Bible says God is a jealous God, not because he's this needy God that just loves lots of attention and wants us to worship him because it just makes him feel, you know, better about himself because he has some self-esteem issues. No, God is a jealous God because he knows that we will find joy and peace when we recognize him as number one in our life, when we're pursuing him, when we're desiring to grow in our understanding of him and our closeness to him. And so he's jealous of our attention because he loves us. If he was not jealous of our attention and our worship, that would be unloving, because only in him do we find joy. So yes, God sets up this covenant with Israel. At times he punishes sin, but he's also quick to forgive. He's merciful. He's loving and compassionate. And this is the basic view of God. Now, we see that displayed not just in what God says about himself, but in what he does in Israel's history and with the surrounding nations again and again and again in the Old Testament. And the New Testament simply picks up right where the Old Testament leaves off in developing this understanding of a God who, yes, will punish sin, but is loving and compassionate and gracious. I'll get more into what is this punishing to the third and fourth generation thing next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.